Living on Love is a shallow comedy playing at Curtain Call Theater in Latham through April 30th. Thanks to the work of a very likable cast, it is a guilty pleasure you can enjoy without any morning after guilt. It's a crowd please that deals with a married power couple who each have insufferable egos. He's a major symphony conductor and she's a world-famous opera star. Both are past their prime and a lack of income is infringing on their lavish lifestyle. To generate needed income, the Italian-born conductor agrees to let what he calls a spooky helper ghostwrite his biography. He finally settles on a collaborator who happens to be a young, attractive woman who's susceptible to his charm. As the pair always does, she went up to her husband and hires his young male, former spooky helper, to write her biography. He's equally as starstruck in his admiration for his subject. If you need more information about what will happen as the innocent young duo gets pulled into the older couple's web of dysfunction, you've never been to a dinner theater or rarely watched television. Since the plot is so predictable, the fun in the play is dependent on the strength of the performers to make something of their stock characters. Playing Vito, the egomaniacal conductor who has never met a woman he won't try to seduce, Jack Fallon's robust performance converts the man's arrogance into over-the-top humor. He often comes close to overdoing the portrayal, but is never less than funny. As the opera diva, Raquel, Pat Brady is less bombastic and uses her fine sense of comic timing to make her bobs and the character funny. When she fears that age is converting her natural soprano into a mezzo-soprano, her show of operatic elitism is a delight. When she announces her small-town tour of the United States, she sarcastically wonders if people even sing in Schenectady. It's difficult to accept Fallon or Brady as either a famous conductor or an opera star, and a little singing in the production doesn't help. Two, their contrasting performance styles cause problems in that Brady is less funny without Fallon on stage. And without Fallon having an equal to match his energy, his antics tend to become tiresome in the second act. However, the leads are less dominant in the second act as the play becomes about the two young writers maturing, falling in love, and coming to their senses about their employers. It's a nice change that gives the play some heart. Sean Baldwin is a comfortable, almost endearing presence as Robert, the insecure, awkward writer who is writing what he hopes is the great American novel, which he nerdishly titles The Great American Novel. Alison Tabano is impressive as she makes her area stage debut, playing Iris, the young, naive woman who falls for Vito's bragging and his rendition of Bolero. She is both sincere and comic as she creates an adorable character. Pat Latham and Lonnie Hunsinger play a pair of servants who make scene changes worth watching and have a sweet comical moment of assertiveness at the end of the play. Hunsinger's look when he retrieves the bell after that moment gets one of the biggest laughs of the night. The biggest laugh goes to costume designer Beth Ruman's creation of a twin Aida costumes for Raquel and her remarkably well-behaved dog. However, director Patrick White ignores the rules about dogs and babies stealing scenes as he permits the animal to wander the stage and distract the audience. It's all played on a functional open set by Conor Munin, but one has to wonder if the spaciousness of the design was on purpose or the result of Fallon chewing the scenery during the rehearsal process. Throughout the two-hour production, White directs the action with a fast pace that permits a talented cast to make a generic pace of theater an enjoyable night out. Living on Love is at Curtain Call Theater, Latham, through April 30th. For tickets and schedule information, call 877-7529. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.